You're listening to the Salty Saints Podcast with Will and Angela Williams, a podcast meant to motivate you, encourage you, and sometimes convict you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, grow in your faith, and stand firm to the end. Here are the Salty Saints.
Y'all are having a wonderful week so far, and today we wanted to bring y'all a message that pertains to some of the things that we're seeing take place in the world around us right now as they pertain to scripture and the end days and warnings that we are given throughout the Word of God.
Yeah, guys, we just it's just something that's dear to our heart. You know, we're not a podcast that primarily talks about, you know, end days all the time or doom and gloom, but we are a podcast that talks about enduring in your faith and being overcomers. And that's what we want to do. We want to encourage you to be overcomers in these last days. And this is very important because us trying to give y'all our charge to go out and share your faith and go out and live your faith out publicly and in this dark world is something that to me, we should be hearing that message on every podcast we listen to, or every pastor should be preaching on this because it's very important today. So what we're going to do, we're just going to start off in prayer and we're just going to move from that point. So would you like to pray?
I'll pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in humility and Lord, just wanting to hear from you, Lord, wanting to sit at your feet and learn what you have to say to us through your word, so that we can apply it to our life, so that we can carry out your commands, so that we can be obedient and we can go into this world and make a difference. As Will said, we are called to shine the light of Christ out in the dark. And so, Lord, that's what we want to do. So I pray that the message that you give us to bring forth today would be encouraging and edifying to the body of Christ. Lord, I pray that if anyone hears this message and they do not have a relationship with Jesus yet, then I pray that today would be the day of their salvation. Lord, that they would come into a saving relationship with Christ, and that they can have the hope that you provide for those who have trusted in you. And Lord, I pray for your body, that you would help us to endure in our faith all the way to the end, that we may obtain that final salvation that is available in you. We love you, we praise you, and to you be all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. One of the, we watch a lot of, we have a different videos or channels that we like to watch. And you know, we don't want to get caught up so much in certain, I guess, aspects of end time, as in trying to look at scripture and take scripture and copy and paste on top of news stories. We don't really want to do that, but we want to watch what's happening so that we're aware. There's one brother that we've watched a long time was telling us, you know, if you see something, like if you have a particular view of end time belief, you shouldn't be so hard on that view that you would never change it for the thing. So if you see something that's happening in the world today or you know, over a particular view, take it and store it in the back of your mind, kind of put it in place back there, have it just so that you can think about it. And if something does come to pass, you'll know that you've studied on it and you've looked at that so that you're ready. And that's all we want to do. We're not going to push a hard, you know, end time belief system, but we are going to just tell you what the scriptures say and what we see. And that's what our main goal is, because I believe, you know, we live in the Bible Belt and there are so many people that are so stuck with one end time view that they've never even, you know, ventured out to know that there's other viewpoints out there that's not unbiblical. And so we really don't know yet how every single thing is going to play out with the book of Revelation, because it's, you know, there's some things that has not happened yet. There's things that has, but we still, it's still something that we're living in and going to see. So,
and eschatology is important. The way that you view the end times matters, because it can either help you to grow in your faith actively that you have right now, or it can help you, or not help you, hurt you, should I say, by making you be passive and, you know, not have a sense of urgency to be obedient to the scriptures and obedient to God's word. And so we believe that that's where we see a lot of lukewarm Christianity within the church, is because many believers or professing believers think that nothing is required of them. Jesus paid it all. The grace, you know, has that they've been covered, and they're just waiting to be raptured up and be gone, you know. And that's not what we read in the New Testament. That's not the character of the God of the Bible. And so we're not on that path. We don't believe that that is the way that things are going to take place. So anyway, we go back to what we said in our previous podcast about being a Berean. We have to be studying the scriptures. We have to know what the word of God tells us. We must be prepared and ready and watchful. But the most important thing that we need to do is to keep our eyes on Christ, the simplicity of having a relationship with him, being in right standing, staying obedient to what his word tells us, and living out an active faith, you know, so that we can go out and share that with others while we have the time. The time is short and the day draws nearer every single day.
Yeah. So whenever, you know, if you're living your faith out, if you're taking each day as it is, and you're taking each day that God gives you, when you wake up in the morning until the time you lay your head down to go to sleep, and you're living your faith out, you're seeking Jesus, you're seeking his word, and it's not just something that you're just reading, but you're living. That whole understanding and concept of living out your faith is going to keep you ready. It's going to make you part of those five bridesmaids, the five virgins that are waiting. There's 10 of them. Five of them
are wise,
and the other five are foolish. Mm-hmm. And so we must be the part of the wise, right? We must be always ready. And so to do that, it's kind of like a farmer, right? I mean, Paul gives some examples. He gives an example of an athlete. He gives an example of a farmer, and he gives an example of a soldier. And what does all three of these different people do for a living? They're all active. The farmer is, if you're not outside planting and tending to your land, you're not going to produce anything. A soldier must always be ready for battle. That means he has to prepare for it all the time. And what is the other one? Is an athlete. And, you know, when he's talking about an athlete, he's talking about Olympic level type athlete. And that, you know, they saw these athletes and they always have to be ready for their competitions. So they always had to train. So all three of them were active constantly,
all
daily.
All of them are faithful and fruitful. And yes, that is what we're called to be. And that is who the blessing in Revelation, God, it says in chapter 1, verse 3, that for, you know, those who hear this message, there is a blessing. God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church. He blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. So that is what we want to encourage everyone to be doing. As always, that's always our message, is that we need to be faithful. We're supposed to be holy, and we're called to endure to the end. So this book, as many others, tell us that persecution is guaranteed. And the purpose of telling us this, you know, in the persecution, there is a blessing to those who overcome, who do not love their life, even unto death, it says, and who stand firm to the end. So I was just reading through the first few pages of my Bible of Revelation, and I can't even tell you how many times I saw the word patient, endurance, overcome, be victorious. I mean, all of these different descriptors are the ones who will receive the tree of life and the paradise of God. It says right here, to those who are conquerors, those who are victorious, those who overcome. That is those who are faithful and fruitful.
Mm. You know, John is the same author as, you know, the Gospel of John, which has so much writing about Jesus. And, you know, we went over John 14, 15, and 16, and about being, you know, to remain in Christ, John 15. Then also he is the author of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And when you read there, you hear John talk about, the world, not to be part of this world, to have the world as your mindset. You're supposed to have Christ with your mind. You're supposed to have the mind of Christ. And then finally, the book of Revelation, John is shown this vision, and he sees Jesus, and it's the whole book of Revelation is about Jesus. That's one thing that most people get wrong. We think about it, but it's about Jesus, and it's about the church remaining faithful. It's about the church being an overcomer, because Jesus was an overcomer. We're supposed to mimic our Lord. So our Lord was not taken up out of here without suffering first, without showing us exactly what we were going to go through in those end days, in the last times. So, in Revelation 13, this is the verse that stood out to me, and we'll kind of piggyback off of it and kind of just talk about some things that's on our mind. But this is Revelation 13, verse 9 and 10. It says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. It means what it says. It says what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get any more. And you know, Revelation is a book. It's an apocalyptic book. And it is a book that basically mimics, or I say mimics, it echoes the Old Testament. It echoes Daniel. It echoes several Old Testament books that gives us the, when you're reading them, it gives us the type and shadow of the foreshadowing all the way to the very end of what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, and right before Jesus comes back. So we need to make sure that we have that. You know, if you've never read your Old Testament, I would never dare to say read Revelation, because Revelation is filled with a lot of Old Testament. Really, the whole New Testament has a lot of Old Testament references, but Revelation has many Old Testament references in it.
I was listening to a message earlier today by a brother that we listen to a lot and have been for years. He has some very, very good teachings and very solid understanding of God's word. And he said that the purpose of Revelation is Christ in our midst. And it talked about, Christ said that he is the light among the lampstands, which is the churches. And to those that he was given the warnings to, he said he would remove himself completely from the church if they did not repent and come back to their first love. And it said that he also said that the revealing of Jesus and him having preeminence over all things is the purpose of Revelation. And that a lot of times, you know, we can get sidetracked or distracted or get our focus too much on these peripheral issues of, you know, end times, the beast, the mark of the beast, the evil that's going on, all of these things that are going to come upon the earth. And that can be another tool of the enemy to get our eyes off of Christ. We have to always remember and come back to Christ. And so true prophecy always must point to Christ and not focus solely on all of those other things. So I just thought that was interesting. And I thought that was a different dynamic than what we typically hear, because usually we're so focused with tunnel vision on, you know, trying to see how the things that we're watching literally play out before our eyes fit into the scripture and, you know, things like that. And don't get me wrong, we do that. I mean, we love learning and studying about the end times. So I'm not saying that those things aren't important, because we are told that we need to be awake and we need to be, you know, sober minded, and we need to be watching and preparing and all of that. And so all of those things are very important to us. But the main thing that is important is our first love, and that's Jesus. So let's just make sure that our eyes are always on the prize, and that these other things come as secondary things to the most important thing. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. So I think that would actually be a really good place for us to take a break and listen to this awesome, very talented sister that we have met through Instagram, and asked her to share with us a recording of a song. I think that this will bless you as much as it has blessed us. We just love her voice, and it actually just gives us chills. She just is so talented. And anyway, y'all just listen, and I think that you'll really enjoy it. And we'll be right back.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Okay, guys, we're back. We hope that y'all thought that was just as beautiful as we did. And we are going to put her contact information on Instagram in case you want to follow her there and hear some of her other songs that she shares. And if she wants to send us over some more, then we'll be more than happy to share some more worship songs with y'all. But we also have a brother in Christ who will be sharing some of his music soon. And we just figure our platform is here so that we can, you know, be united with other brothers and sisters in Christ who have the same vision as we do, which is to prepare the saints, spread the gospel, draw others to Christ in whatever method that we can. So we want to work in tandem as co-laborers for God's kingdom with brothers and sisters in Christ who have that same goal and that same mindset. We're all on a mission, moving forward for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, you know, if you're someone who makes music and you want to share that here, or if you're a podcaster and you want to team up with us and maybe have, we'll have you on our podcast, or you can have us on yours, we'd love to do that as well. So we're just putting that out there that we're all here to work together, and we look forward to uniting with brothers and sisters in any format that we can.
Yeah. So, you know, saying that, you know, whenever we get together with someone else, I mean, that's the whole point, is to help edify the body of Christ. And this is one way that I know that I've been edified by listening to podcasts and teachings and sermons and whatnot. So this is something that can really can reach a lot of people. And right now, I mean, there are people that are overseas. There are people in different parts of the world that that all they have are podcasts. I mean, to be honest, that's all they got. So they don't have any real fellowship, or because they're in such a hard place where they're at, you know, with I just think of Australia right now. They're going through a lot with the COVID vaccine or so-called vaccine and all that that's happening over there. A lot of them are getting put in camps and all kind of crazy stuff that you would never think that would happen in a place like Australia. So we just pray that our podcast goes out, because we do reach some people in Australia over there. So, mm-hmm.
And on that note, we do want to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. You know, it is a crazy time that we're living in right now. And Will mentioned at the beginning of this message that we have been hearing different things, you know, on some of the different channels that we follow. It's actually been kind of crazy. We've had probably at least 5 different things sent to us just this week from different people. But it all plays into this narrative that we're seeing on a worldwide scale right now. And so again, you know, we definitely do not have fear about what may come. We stand firm on these passages of scripture where, you know, Jesus has told us that we are not to love our lives, even no matter what may come. You know, he even says that whenever you're brought before, you know, leaders and rulers and things like that, that not to even worry about what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will speak through you. God mm-hmm. will give you the words. And if you look back, you know, we're reading in our reading plan, we are in Acts. So we've read about Paul. I remember Stephen. There's been multiple ones of the disciples who have given account as to what God did through them. Or even I think Stephen gave an account all the way from the Old Testament, you know, mm-hmm. All the way up into his life, and just about how God's plan has been put forth all the way through then. So man is not going to thwart what God has already ordained to take place. So we can take comfort in that as believers. We already know the end of the story, and we win. Christ wins. God wins. All things are going to be made new. All of this evil and you know, principalities and powers of darkness and everything that rule this earth right now, all of that's going to be done away with. So we have great hope and a great future to come. So that brings us peace and joy, and we can rejoice even in the midst of trials and tribulations, suffering, persecution, you know, even losing our very life, because no matter what, our lives are only temporary, y'all. Our bodies are going to go away. And I mean, our spirits are going to live on forever, but that's why we have to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have to remain firm and stand, you know, in our faith to the very end.
Yes, because, you know, we're just sojourners. This is just a temporary place for us. And when we try to hold on to this place, it doesn't matter if we're living in, you know, if this was people, you know, 100 years ago, or if it's today or whenever it was, we live our life out as sojourners, as people that are just living in a tent, as Abraham did. You know, he would go pitch his tent out in, you know, in the fields, and that wasn't his permanent home. You know, that was just a temporary dwelling. And that's just what we have. And we need to make sure that we are living like we are in a temporary dwelling. I mean, because your life is but a vapor.
Yes.
I mean, it's here a moment and then gone the next. Mm-hmm. And we need to realize that if we live that way and not be fearful, imagine what you could do for Jesus. If we're so caught up in our sinful self all the time, and that's all we're, you know, Satan is winning when we live that way. If we live defeated in our sins all the time and we can't be used, then what is the point of our purpose of being saved? It's not just to go to heaven. It's to be used here on earth to prepare others for the coming of the Lord Jesus again.
Right. And that is the practical application to our daily walk. But look at how it pertains to the ultimate, you know, the end goal, the end game, when Satan is, you know, the Antichrist is on the scene and there is a mark of the beast, and we are. And now let me say, we believe that that system is being set up right now. We do believe that.
Yes.
And so we don't think that our time is very, very much longer before we really start seeing that stuff, especially like Will said, they have camps in Australia and I believe Austria too, that with, you know, people who aren't taking the jab are actually being hauled away into these camps. I do hope and pray that any of our listeners are awake to these things that are going on, because it is very important. And, you know, the word is very serious and very sobering when it comes to the mark of the beast. And so, you know, we do have to bring that up because it is a very significant thing. And if you are living a life, as Will said, you know, where you understand that this life is but a vapor and it's only temporary, then you're not going to be so focused on self-preservation, because that's what the mark is going to come with. You want to preserve your life and preserve your career and preserve your family and preserve the way of life that you're accustomed to. So you're going to compromise. You're going to take that mark so that you can continue on with life as you know it. And that's exactly what we believe we're seeing, you know, being set up right now. And we have to be those overcomers who say, no, you know, I don't love my life. Even, you know, if that's what it means that I can't participate in society and I'm going to lose my job and I'm going to, you know, perhaps even lose my family, even lose my own life, so be it. I stand with Jesus. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to take your mark. I'm not going to go your way. I'm not going to bow down and give allegiance to any other king but my King Jesus.
Amen. You know, we're so, you know, a lot of people are so fixated on the mark of the beast, but the Bible speaks of a mark that Christ gives us. Mm-hmm. We're marked. And if we're living our faith out boldly, we are going to be marked. You're going to stand out like a sore thumb. You're going to stand out amongst the people out there that are going against Christ, and it's the Antichrist system. You're going to be in the middle of that, and you're going to stand out because we're marked. And it says that we're marked on our foreheads. I mean, when you look at it, and our hands, when you look at the Old Testament understanding of how God marked his holy people, and in the end days, we'll have that same mark because we're going to have the mind of Christ. Our hands are going to be stretched out, snatching people from the flames. So we're going to be out in the open, and people are going to know it. They're going to know if you're a follower of Jesus, or you're going to be someone that actually denounces your faith because you want to save your life. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus says the ones who wants to save their life are going to lose it.
Yeah.
He tells us this. Mm-hmm. So,
and those who lose their life for my sake will find it.
And so to me, in these last days, are you concentrating on the mark of Christ on your life? Are you living out, are you just going through the motions? Are you just showing up to church? Are you just, you know, paying your tithes, and then you're living your life and you're going and you look more like the world than you look like Jesus? That's a problem. If so,
have you lost your first love?
Yeah. I mean, and if that's the case, he gives us a way out of that. It's called repentance.
Yeah.
And you turn from that lifestyle. You don't repent and then stay in it. You repent and you turn from that lifestyle. If you know, if you're living in sin today, if you're battling sexual sin, if you're battling, you know, alcoholism and you know, greed or whatever the sin that these are willful sins, mm-hmm. that will send you straight to hell. I mean, it doesn't matter if you've said a prayer. It matters. Are you enduring to the end? Are you remaining in Christ?
Are you faithful and fruitful?
Faithful and fruitful. Are you producing fruit that people can pick? that will say, this is the gospel. This is my life is dedicated to Christ, because it's time. I'm being honest here, and this might cut deep, but it's time to quit playing church. Mm-hmm.
I wrote that down earlier.
It's time to quit playing church. It's time to really get into the game and stay there. It's time to quit making excuses for your sin. Okay. It's time to quit making excuses for the way that you live this life right now. If you're calling Jesus Lord, we need to live like it. We don't need to be fake pious people, or that's called hypocrites. We need to be people that believe what the word says. They believe what Jesus says. And we are saying in a humble way, yes, yes, Lord, send me, save me, bring me to the end, because I am with you. Mm-hmm. So that is the message that we want to give to end time understanding. That is the greatest message you can go with. You know, it doesn't matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter how many wars that will happen. Don't matter how many diseases that come out, or so-called diseases that are hitting our world. It doesn't matter any of that. Our government is not going to save us. The only savior we have is Jesus Christ. And he is our great physician, and he is our great savior. And he's also our great judge. He will judge for the righteous. He will judge for the ones that have been destroyed by the wicked. He will take them under his wing, and he will bring judgment upon the ones who did it. And if we stand on that, and we really hold strong to the promises of God's word, guess what? We're overcomers.
That's right. Yep. And you know what? The word tells us that judgment begins in the household of God. So he is going to judge first between those who are truly his remnant, his bride, those who have prepared themselves and kept their garments clean. Those are the sheep. And then you've got the wolves the goats who have been allowed to be with the sheep. Those who have been in the church with you, those who are not truly sold out for Christ, those who are lukewarm and all of this, those who do not repent and do not return to their first love. Because yes, they have that choice. They have that opportunity. They have that call from Christ. So, you know, we need to really focus on that, focus on our relationship and our walk with the Lord. You know, there was a good quote that we heard the other day that says that sometimes we focus more on the work of the Lord than we do the Lord of the work. So
amen.
That's another good, you know, if you find yourself so focused on ministry and others and this and that, you know, it's a fine line. It's a balance that we need to walk. We need to be focused on doing the good works that the Lord has put before us and sharing our faith and all of those things. But don't lose your first love in the process. Don't make those things the main thing. You keep Christ as the main thing.
You know, Christ, we must stay in Christ. Christ is, you know, he is our fortress. He is a strong tower. And we need to make sure that we stay in that strong tower when we're in battle. Because if you think you're not in battle right now, you've been mistaken.
You may not be.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not in battle, because if you're a soldier of Christ, you're in battle. If you're not in a battle right now, then you need to really look at what, you know, where you're at. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves daily. Mm-hmm. We need to examine ourselves. That's examining our faith in Christ. So what we do here on this podcast, we really want to create an atmosphere of not a lukewarm message. We will never give a lukewarm message. We will never give a message of that's very shallow. You know, we want to have a message that's as deep as the ocean. And so I'd rather tread water or just ride in a boat in a deep end and take my chances there than be in a lukewarm state, because we need to make sure that we are keeping ourselves on fire for God, because that's how we're going to be used. Mm-hmm. In these last days, we're going to recognize the enemy, and we're going to, instead of being reactive, we're going to be proactive. We're going to take it to him. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet him head on instead of letting him attack us, and we're having to defend ourselves. We don't need to defend ourselves. We need to be on the offense. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is to stay on fire for the Lord. Don't let this world take your flame and snuff it out.
Right.
So this has been I believe it's a great message. It's a tough message. We bring tough messages for a reason. That's just for us to bring conviction. And we pray that the word of God will convict you, and our messages will also not convict, but also edify you, to make you go look in the word of God, to make you read, to go say, man, I want to check out what they're saying. I've never heard that before. And I want to go look that up and see, because that's what we want to do. Because most of the messages we bring, you're not going to hear really preached in a church building majority of the time. Some might, but majority don't.
Yeah, but we love y'all.
Absolutely.
And we love God. We love His Word. And we just, there's no compromise.
There's no compromise. And, you know, just, I just tell you this, just, take each day as it is. We're our life, like I said before, our life is but a vapor, and we need to take each day and try to do everything you can, you know, to just to love the Lord. Just, you know, there's days that all you do is sit at his feet and just soak up what the Lord has for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's days that you feel motivated to go share your faith, go share your faith. Don't hinder the Spirit when He prompts you to do something like that. But we encourage you to listen to the Holy Spirit, to sit at Jesus' feet, to learn and soak up, and then go share what you learn, you know, and do that in a natural setting.
Yep. He'll use you.
Yep. So that's all we got today, guys. We love y'all. God bless you. And remember, go share Jesus with someone.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening in to the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can listen to our previous shows and read our blog post at www.saltysaints.blog.